We all have a choice moment to moment with regard to how we live our life. We may choose to immerse ourselves into the negative of all that is going on. The media seems to be particularly negative. Pick up any newspaper or listen to any news station report of the news this day or that day or another day, and it really is filled with negative, depressing stories. It's also very easy to get mired into a very negative state of mind with regard to what your body might be communicating to you. Perhaps symptoms are flaring up today or are bound to flare up tomorrow, happens to be the worry. When we have these incessant hamster wheel negative thoughts, we feed into the energy of negativity, which is bound to be fuel for the symptoms. The key, of course, is to transform all of that. Instead of being negative, the key is to begin a positive frame of mind each and every moment of our lives. My question is this. You've been now keeping your journal of what you have been grateful for each and every day. As the days have progressed, have you noticed that you wanted to add more than just 3 items to your list? And perhaps you did. On the 2nd or 3rd day, you added a 4th and a 5th. Have you noticed that during the day, you experienced something and you said to yourself, "Ah, that's something I want to add to my list tonight before I go to bed"? Do you see what kicks in when we simply begin to initiate a positive attitude, a positive state of mind? It turns into feeding more and more positive thoughts and more positive experiences. It reduces depression significantly, and best of all, it enhances happiness significantly. Moment to moment, day in and day out, when we honor and when we relish the positive experiences of our life, we feed into that positive energy. We support those positive thought forms. We create an energy that is conducive to healing and wellness. We may say to ourselves, "But wait a minute, I've got to be sure that I am prepared for the future." When you have those thought forms, what are you really saying to yourself? You're likely saying, "Oh yeah, that's right, I'm going to be disabled in a few years, so I need to do some planning." That thought form is bound to be able to lead to a nursing home in short order. Is that what you really want? Or do you want to live a vibrant, free, active life that has a force and an energy that is limitless? The way to do it is to be grateful for each and every wonderful experience that you have. We tend to remember those negative experiences and we relish those. We go back into the past and say to ourselves, "I wish I had done this and that. It wouldn't have turned out so bad if I had acted differently." That's not going to change anything. The past is the past. The way to change our health and wellness is moment to moment in the present. To be able to transform those negative thought forms, those attitudes about negative experiences, and to be clearly and soundly in the present. To recognize that there are many glorious, positive experiences that we are having each and every day. Allow that list to lengthen. Constrict yourself not. Allow yourself to add more and more experiences, thoughts, and actions that you are grateful for each and every day as the week progresses. Of course, you're invited to continue keeping your list of what you are grateful for after this particular week. For I suggest to you, whether you decide to continue the list or not, every day, it is very likely you will be thinking to yourself, ah, that's something that I could add to my list before I go to bed tonight. Feed the positive life force and watch those symptoms dissolve. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Have a magnificent week as you find yourself being grateful for so much in life that is magnificent.